morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Nexus Podcast, and good morning or good whatever time it is, wherever you are listening to this. Like I said, this is the Nexus Podcast, and I'm your host, Dr. Daniel Kimbley, owner of Nexus Family Chiropractic right here in Orange County, California. And if you've been listening to our podcast, you just listened to our origin episode, and now you're tuning in for the very first time as we dive into a conversation around the topic of posture. Now, when we talk about posture, there are a number of interesting things that arise. And one of the things that I set up in the last episode is this fact, this idea, this concept that your posture is literally a direct indicator of the power you have and you are able to will as a human being. I'm going to say that one more time. Your posture is a direct indicator of the power that you have and able to will as a human being. Now, the question then becomes is like, what do I mean by that? How can posture directly relate to your power as a person? And here's what I mean. We know that posture is a direct indicator of brain health. You should probably write that down somewhere. Posture is a direct indicator of brain health. So if you look around, as you watch in the world, as you're driving or you're sitting or you're at dinner, you're watching people walk by, wherever you like to people watch, I'm going to encourage you to do it more and just notice people's posture. Just like I did when I was teaching, I started noticing my students' posture. And one of the things that became abundantly clear to me is that a lot of my kids with learning disabilities had poor posture. Now, this is no fault to them. This is no fault to anyone. It's just that they had poor posture. And that's one of the things that I noticed. So the question then becomes is like, why did they have poor posture and how is posture a direct indicator of brain health? So we're going to go down the road of just a little bit of science and then I'm going to set up why posture matters, because ultimately if you have crappy posture, if you look at yourself in the mirror and you see one high shoulder or one shoulder higher than the other, or one eye is higher than the other, or you have a head tilt, or you can look at your ears and see that one ear is higher than the other, or if you look at yourself from the side in any pictures and you see your head jutting out forward or your hips jutting out forward, kind of like you're sticking out a beer belly or a pregnant mom belly, your posture is directly indicating how well your brain is functioning. And here's how this works. Because see, everybody thinks that posture is just a requirement of muscles to be either tight or strong. Muscles in the front, like your pec muscles and your shoulder muscles, if those get tight, then ultimately your shoulders are going to roll forward. And you've seen this before with people. If you think of the woman with the big hump on her back, then you know exactly what I'm talking about. Is her shoulders rolled forward, her head's kind of tilted up in the air, and she's got this big, nice hump right at the base of her neck. We're talking about posture. This is what we're talking about. When we look at someone from the side and we see those shoulders rolled forward, generally we think, oh, if we just stretch out the pecs more and if we strengthen our back muscles more, then we're going to get better posture. Here's the problem with that line of thinking. And this is the painful problem that I see with lots and lots of people is that no matter how much we stretch those pec muscles, no matter how much we stretch the muscles in the front of our bodies, we are never going to get our posture back. And here is why, because our muscles aren't the issue. Our muscles are not the issue. Our brain telling those muscles to be tight is the actual issue. So what does that mean? Well, the same part of the brain that's responsible for those skills that I talked about that makes someone successful, grit, willpower, curiosity, creativity, being able to set goals and move towards them, thinking rationally, critical thinking, all of these things, connecting with other people, all of these things are controlled by the prefrontal cortex. That frontal part of the brain, the frontal cortex, is also the same part of the brain that controls your postural muscles. So this is what that means. If you have tight pec muscles, if you have tight muscles in the front of your chest that are rolling your shoulders forward, it's not because you have tight muscles. It's not because you did too much bench press. It's not because you did anything wrong. It's because your brain is telling those muscles to be turned on. As a matter of fact, your brain is weak, and so it can't turn those muscles off, is actually the fact of the matter. Again, I'm going to say that again. If you have rolled forward shoulders or your head is jutting out forward, if you're looking at yourself from the side, then you have poor posture, not because you have tight muscles, but because you have a weak brain that can't turn off the muscles that it's supposed to turn off. So here becomes the problem. If you have poor posture and it's a direct indicator of brain health, that poor posture is directly linking up to how well you are able to be present with your family, how well you are able to be present with work, how well you are able to be present with your kids, how well you are able to be present when you're enjoying things that you love to enjoy, whether it's surfing or football or basketball or skateboarding or whatever the case may be. If you have poor posture, it's literally stunting your ability to be successful in the things that you love. Now, some of you are probably thinking that I'm crazy right now and you want to see yourself in a picture. Have someone take your picture from the side and just see what your postures look like. Does the hole in your ear line up directly over top of your shoulders? If it doesn't, you have a postural issue and your brain could be functioning better than what it is. So here's what's interesting. About 6 months ago, we had a kid start coming into our office. He's 19 years old. And as he starts coming in, he had really, really bad posture. And this is his main concern. He's like, you know, he works inside of a big business, a very, very big business. And one of the things that he always wanted to do is he's like, when I sit in these meetings around the boardroom with these other high producers or these high players inside the business, he's like, I feel weaker. Not only just because I'm young, because I know I have crappy posture, because I know my shoulders are rolled forward. Now, the advice he had always been given from his physical therapist and from his massage therapist and others, and I'm not hating on physical therapists and massage therapists. As a matter of fact, my wife Heather used to be a physical therapist, but here's the solution that they were giving him. Stretch your pec muscles, strengthen your back muscles. Stretch your pec muscles, strengthen your back muscles. The problem with that is they were never addressing the brain. And so as much as we stretch, the brain is continuing to tell the front muscles, the muscles in the pecs and the shoulders, to be tight or turned on, which ultimately leads to poor posture. And for him, it was a problem of feeling weak inside of the business that he works in. And so after being here for over 6 months, not only does he have much, much better posture, but he's probably putting on about 25 pounds of muscle from his exercise routine. And so he turned into this completely different looking man, a man who looks powerful, a man who is powerful. And the coolest part about it is because he knows his posture is better as a result of how we work with him here in our office, he is more powerful. He carries himself in that way. His hair is different. The way he looks at people in the eyes is different. The way he speaks to people is different. Not because we've done anything special with him, but because we've stimulated his brain in a way through a very specific chiropractic adjustment that has allowed his brain to turn on in a way that can control his posture better. And when posture increases, your power increases. When your power increases, your presence and productivity and ultimately your profit increase. And this is what we are all about inside of our office. So here's the thing. We're constantly surrounded by technology. We're constantly surrounded by computers and cell phones and all these things that are putting us in a compromised posture. And we're going to go way back. So if you think of a newborn baby, if you have kids right now, remember your little newborn baby. At about 2 or 3 months old, they started lifting their head off the ground. That lifting of their head off the ground did something very important. It started priming their brain and their nervous system to see things in different depths, fields of vision. This also started priming the brain to develop that front part of the brain to start developing. And so here's the problem is that we're surrounded by all this technology. When we are 2 months old, we start lifting our head off of the ground, going into extension. I love to surf. I love surfing because it puts you into extension. You literally have to arch your back and arch your head off the board. And this extension is crucial for brain development in our kids starting as early as 2 months old. And then what do we have as we get older? We have cell phones. We have laptops. We have iPads, all of which do the exact opposite to our bodies of what we were meant to be doing as we develop. Because if you think about it, put a cell phone in front of you. I guarantee you're not looking at it at eye level, but you're looking down at your lap. This is putting your body in a compromised posture. This is putting your body in a stress posture. In a stress posture, your body cannot heal. If you've ever seen someone get in a fight, someone who gets in a fight, their body does not need to be healing in the moment. Their body needs to be fighting in the moment. If you've ever seen someone in a fight, you know that they're not standing up nice and tall. They're crunched over, ready to get after it. If you see someone running away from something that's a threat, they're ducked over, hunched over, ready to get after it. Because the brain is smart. So when we see these poor postures, when we hold a cell phone constantly day after day after day, and we have our bodies in these compromised postures, it's literally shutting off the part of our brain that's responsible for us being successful human beings. And when we shut off the brain, we don't stimulate it because we're not in a posture that's allowing us to be successful human beings, then our productivity follows. And this is what I saw in my classroom, not just with my students with learning disabilities, but all of my students. I would notice posture, and then I would notice their grades, and then I would notice posture, and then I would notice their grades. And I was teaching them, I started realizing that I could get so far in their grades by teaching strategies alone. I could get so far by stimulating the part of their brain that was responsible for their success inside of the classroom, their success inside of life, their success inside of making money one day. But I still couldn't fully stimulate the brain because I can never address the joints of the spine. And here's what we know. 90% of stimulation and nutrition to the brain comes from properly moving joints of the spine. I'm going to say that one more time. In 1981, Roger Sperry, Nobel Prize winner, found that 90% of the stimulation and nutrition to the brain, to that same part of the brain that is responsible for our posture, to that same part of the brain that is responsible for our presence, to that same part of the brain that is responsible for our connection to other human beings, comes That stimulation and nutrition to the brain, that same part of the brain, comes from properly moving joints of the spine. Now I've added the word properly because properly is important. If you don't have properly moving joints of the spine, your brain can't be stimulated in the way it needs to be. If you have properly moving joints of the spine, your brain can be stimulated in the way it needs to be. And here are the results. Here are the results of having poor posture. Aches, pains, lack of motivation, lack of ability to set goals, feeling like everything in the world and everyone is out to get you, lack of connection to your husband, maybe it's to your wife, feelings of anxiety, feeling like there's always something lurking behind you where you can never actually just stop and take a breath and be present with your kids. And I saw this yesterday inside of our office. I'm sitting down, I'm talking to a mom, she works as a manager, she works as a mother of two kids, both under the age of 7 years old. She has a husband, she runs some other big events in the community, and she's a big time player. And she loves to run and she loves to enjoy her life. But here's the problem. Over the last 6 months, she started feeling terrible. She started noticing that her posture has been slipping. She started noticing that she's been gaining weight. All unexplainable. She knew she didn't want to take drugs. And here she was, slowly watching her life suffer. Watching her kids suffer from her not being present because she's constantly stressed about the next thing. Watching her husband feel like he wasn't loved and appreciated because she's constantly stressing about the next thing and she can't get out of this loop of thinking about all the things that come up and all the things that are bad, and she has this low-level anxiety. She can never be present. She can never connect with her kids the way she wants to. And inside of this, in a physical perspective, because of the training that she does, physical training for her body to stay healthy, she started feeling beat up. She started feeling like her body's not recovering the way that it should, the way that it could. And she knows that there's something wrong. And I have a conversation with this mom, and I explain to her exactly what I'm telling you, is that when we look at her posture, if you look at your posture, if you look at your friends or family's posture, what do you see? Do you see power or do you see weakness? Do you see presence? Or do you see emergency 911, I'm always worried about the next thing status? What is it that you see? And I guarantee you, as you start to notice these things, you'll notice that posture links up to this. Notice some of the most grumpy people in the world. I used to notice this inside of teaching, is some of the most grumpy teachers had the worst posture. Not only were they overweight, but they had the worst posture. Why do you think this is? It's not just coincidence. It's because the brain, the part of the brain, the front part of the brain that allows you to not be stressed, that allows you to actually experience life and fulfillment and joy and the things that you love to do on a very high level come from the brain. These are not just magical things. Positive thinking, it only works if you have a positive brain, a brain that's ability to think positively in the first place. And you can never have a brain that thinks positively as it could or if it would if you have crappy posture. It's just the fact of the matter. You can try, you can fake it, you can lie about it, but your posture tells otherwise because the posture tells the truth because your brain controls your posture. The strength of your brain is a direct indicator of the posture that you have. The strength of your brain is a direct indicator of the posture that you have. If you have bad posture, you have a weak brain. If I see bad posture, then I know for a fact, undoubtedly, that you're not performing at the level that you could or that you should. Now, where is that place for you? And I hope that you'll explore this a little bit. Where are you not performing or producing inside of your life the way that you could or the way that you should? Maybe it's in the gym. I see lots of people all the time who want to perform better in the gym or run another marathon or do some things that they can do, but they can never do it until they start addressing their posture. And we're not just addressing the posture. What actually matters is the brain, but the posture is an indicator of it. And it's something very easy for you to see when you wake up and look at yourself in the mirror. So if the posture's bad, then you know you have a problem with the brain. And if you never address your brain, then what are you doing? You're never going to fix your problems. Maybe it's inside of the balance with your wife or your kids or your husband or your spouse or whoever it is, your significant others. Just like the mom I was talking about, who's struggling, feeling disconnected, feeling lonely, feeling like she has so many great ideas inside of her work, but she can never implement any of them. Idea after idea after idea after idea, but I never implement. I never have the motivation to follow through with the task or the things or the ideas that I have thoughts about. And I can't lead the people inside of my business the way that I want to. All struggles because of the brain. because of the way that front part of the brain controls how we act as human beings. And if you're living in stress mode, you can't be in healing mode. This is what's magic about those little 2 months old that I talked about at the beginning. The first, that 2 month old, when they start lifting their head off the ground, it primes their brain for development, for the same part of the brain that's responsible for not only posture, but all of these skills that actually make someone successful, a successful human being. So what's it going to be like? What's life going to be like for you when you're 50? If you're struggling now, do you think it's going to magically get better? If you have bad posture now, how are you going to address it? What are you going to do? Who are you going to call? Where are you going to go? How are you going to get the results that you really want inside of your life? It's a simple question. Not easy to answer, but I can tell you this. If you never address your posture, you're missing a huge part of the problem. Now, am I saying that you can get through your life and can't be super successful with having crappy posture? I'm not saying that at all. You can absolutely have bad posture and skate through your life, but I'm telling you, if you look at yourself and you see that your posture is not where you want it to be, or you see that you want to be a person of more power, you want to be in a new place of production, whether it's inside of your life, whether it's with your kids, whether it's with your wife, whatever the case may be, whatever you're looking for, I'm telling you that there's more. And I've seen this with everyone in $100 million a year businesses, to people who are unemployed, to moms who are stay-at-home moms, to young kids as young as 2 months old who are missing developmental milestones, and they start to catch up on them once we start addressing their brain. And we start addressing the brain through a very specific set of movements that we do in the spine called a chiropractic adjustment. And that's where I come in. So I'm going to have you consider the fact that if you have poor posture, your power as a human being has been weakened, and it is being weakened. And I'm going to give you a homework assignment. Here's what I want you to do. So as you end this podcast, we're going to go ahead and wrap this up. I want you to look at yourself in the mirror, and I seriously want you to take an assessment of what do you see? Do you see a high shoulder, one shoulder higher than the other? Do you see one eye higher than the other? Do you see one ear higher than the other? If that's the case, is your head tilted to the left or to the right? Have someone take a picture of you from the side. Is the ear hole in your ear right over top of your shoulder, or is it jutted out forward? For most of us, because we live in the world of cell phones, it's going to be jutted out forward. And the further it's jutted out forward, the further deterioration of your brain health. Are your shoulders rolled forward? Are your hips higher than the other? All of these things are going to give you some indication that you either have a really great posture and you're in a place of power, as much power as you could possibly be, you're living out your fullest potential, or are you stuck somewhere, producing okay, but looking for more? And what is that more for you? So as we wrap this up, I'm gonna have you take the posture assessment. Just go look at yourself in the mirror, see what you see, and get real about it. Be honest. If you have bad posture, it's okay. I know people have had bad posture. We get it corrected here. I've had bad posture myself. Guess what? I got it corrected when I started understanding some of these things way back when I was in before I was in chiropractic school, when I was teaching, I used to have terrible posture. I looked at my first x-ray and I saw a straight neck, and I wasn't producing as a teacher. I was miserable. I was unfulfilled inside of my life. I wasn't chasing my passion. I didn't read books. I didn't have any morning routine. I would literally snooze the alarm a million times because I didn't want to get up in the morning, because I wasn't happy, because I wasn't unfulfilled, because I had no power. I couldn't lead the teams that I was coaching. I couldn't even lead myself. I couldn't wake myself up in the morning. But here I was pretending until I started addressing my posture. And once I did, everything changed. And that is how I got here. And that is what we provide for each person inside of our office. So do a postural assessment on yourself. I also want to encourage you to leave some comments and rate this podcast. You can get this anywhere that you listen to your podcast. And also, if you want more information about posture, aging, health, productivity, I'm going to encourage you to head on over to our website, www.nexusfamilychiropractic.com, where you can learn more. You can see my doctor's blog. I write a blog post a week on varying different topics, all about the brain, all about the nervous system, and how you can live your best years, because we all have the same potential to be healthy. It's what choices we make along the way that allow us to get there. I will come at you guys again next week, where we are going to have a conversation about presence and what it means to be present inside of your life and how the brain plays into that. I love and appreciate every single one of you. Hope you have a fantastic day. We will talk again very, very soon.